the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Worthy to be praised in Jesus' holy name, God. No matter what is going on in our life, God, you are worthy to be praised in Jesus' holy name, God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. You may be seated. Bless your holy name, God. God is a mighty God, a righteous God, a holy God. And we just thank God for who he is. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I want to thank God today, amen, for having an opportunity to come. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless your name to bring this word on today. Hallelujah, God. As you may or may not know, let's just always just continue to keep our pastor in prayer. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Let us continue to pray for, amen, in Jesus' holy name, God. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Always praying for our leaders. We thank God for our overseer, Bishop Robinson, here on today. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Continue to keep our bishop in prayer as well. All leaders, keep them in prayer. Amen. Because the enemy wants to see them torn down. The enemy wants to see them stumble and fall. He wants to see the flock scattered in Jesus' name when something happens to a leader. Amen. So you always keep them to be in good health and in their right mind.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. So they can focus, amen, and concentrate, amen, on continuing to serve in God and serving you. Amen. That God has put them and entrusted them to lead his people. Amen. Hallelujah, God. So we pray for our leaders at all times. Thank you, guys. Thank you, God, for the saints of God that are here on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless those that are not here. Amen. And we continue to pray for them as well. Bless your holy name. God is a great God, a mighty God.
Oh, yes.
I thank God, hallelujah, God, for having all of my grandchildren here on today.
Right.
Amen. At one time. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
God.
Amen.
And I pray for them just about on a daily basis. Amen. From the oldest to the youngest. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
From the oldest, which is 10, to the youngest, which is 11 months. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
And I call them out by name. First, middle, and last name, hallelujah, God, that God will keep them and cover them, and that someday soon, they will preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God.
Yes.
But I just put that out in the atmosphere, because the word of God tells us in the book of Isaiah that our ways are not his ways, our thoughts are not his thoughts, amen. I only can hope and pray that God have the same thing that I'm desiring for them to be. Amen. For them to be preachers and teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And one thing is for sure is that they must be around the word at all times, raised up in the house of the Lord. Amen. So they'll know, as the word says, that when I was old and now I'm young. Amen. When I did things as a child. Amen. That I put away childish things. But it says that when you get older now, I will not depart from it. Amen. I always knew the way when I was in the army. I just didn't do it. Hallelujah. When I was gone. Amen. I knew I was supposed to be in the house of the Lord on Sundays. I just chose not to be there. I chose not to be there. Amen. I just chose to do my thing. But nevertheless, is what I'm getting ready to talk about, that mercy and grace, God's mercy, God's grace that he had on me, hallelujah, God,
right,
and kept me, because I know I was on a highway to hell, hallelujah, God, but he kept me enough, amen, he kept me around to do what I needed to do so I can speak on those things that he delivered me from, because I'm not ashamed of where God had brought me from. Hallelujah, God. There's one thing that our bishop and pastor continue to harp and continue to preach and continue to push in you is don't let your past pull you down. Let go of that past. Hallelujah. Ain't no need in being ashamed of it. It's gone now. It's done with. I don't mind telling you where God has brought me from. As I've said it before, many times before. Hallelujah, God. And I don't mind telling it. Because that's what I used to do. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
I don't do those things no more. Amen. Hallelujah, God. See, I done been saved long enough to the point now where don't nobody throw up in my face, "Oh, you too good to be around us now." See, they should have said all that back in 04, seeing all of that type of stuff. When I was just coming into the house of the Lord, good. I've given my life to Christ in November 2003. See, then you was supposed to say all that. You don't wait 20 years later and say, "Oh, you done changed now." Okay. Hallelujah, God. Because they know how I am now, Bishop. Yeah. Hallelujah, God. Them guys at my job, they know how. Hallelujah, God. Because the day after my birthday, it will be April the 10th, I'll be at the city 24 years. I started the day after my birthday on April 10th in 2000. Hallelujah, God. Right. And I have been there. They know the old man. Hallelujah, God. From 2000 to late 2003. That's the man that they know, the ones that's been there that long. Now, a lot of them been already left and gone. But there's a few of us old heads still hanging around that's been there over 20-some years. And they know and how I'd have been delivered. But see, coming out of the book of Lamentations, hallelujah, God, in the third chapter, amen, is I want to talk about some of God's mercy and grace, hallelujah, God, that we've all received and we receive on a daily basis. We receive grace on a daily basis, hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. See, a very famous, or not famous, but I say familiar, scripture starting at the 22nd verse of Lamentations in chapter 3. Hallelujah, God, when it says that through the Lord's mercies. See what it says? Through his mercies.
Right.
It said through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. That's why I say thank God that God is not a God like man. Hallelujah, God. Because if it was left up to you all, a lot of people wouldn't be here in the world today. Hallelujah, God. Those of us that have been done wrong, those of us that have been lied on, those of us that have been cheated on, those of us that have been stolen from. Hallelujah, God. What you would have did to that individual if you had the power to get rid of? Huh? Would they still be here? Probably not. If you had the power, if you could snap your fingers and get rid of somebody because they done you wrong, because they lied or stole or cheated from you, what would you have done?
All right.
What if God was like, see, God has the power to do that, but God don't think like that. It says it right here. It says that through his mercies, we are not consumed.
All right.
Who in here has not never sinned?
Uh-oh. All right.
Who in here have not sinned yesterday? Nobody didn't sin. You was good all day yesterday? Maybe you was. Was you good all day the day before? All last week? It says through his mercies we are not consumed. What if every time when we messed up we got punished for it?
Uh-oh. All right. Amen.
Let's talk to the parents in here just for a second.
Amen. Amen.
Have you spanked your child for every little thing that they've done wrong?
Come on.
I mean for everything they've done wrong. Sometimes you might say, stop, don't do that no more, stop that. But did you spank them? No, you didn't. You just told them to stop. You didn't spank them for every little thing. Hallelujah, God. What if God punished us for every little thing that we did? Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. That's why it says, for his mercies, we are not consumed. None of us have, and spiritually speaking, none of us have a right. We don't deserve the mercies that we get.
All right.
Because he's just that merciful. It says, because of his compassions, fail not. It says, they are new every morning. Every morning, his passions are new. His compassions are new. We thank God for new mercies every single morning.
Amen.
When midnight comes, that's new mercies. That's a new day. And that's new compassions we get. For those of us, see, Bishop was saved and sanctified back in 86. He might not know about Anita Baker. See, Anita Baker had a song called Same Old Love, which is a good song. She had the same old love, but see, God don't just use the same old mercies that he had yesterday. It says they are new every morning. Hallelujah, God. Right. So we don't get the same old love. Hallelujah, God. I don't expect you millennials and any of y'all to know about that, Miss Erica and all y'all. Y'all don't know nothing about Anita Baker, Same Old Love. Amen. You might have heard it once or twice, but I was a teenager. I was around when they played it every day on the radio. I watched the video every day when it was in circulation and all of that back then when I was in the eighth grade. Hallelujah. Before you was thought about. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. But there was a song back then, Same Old Love. And thank God that we don't get the same old love. Hallelujah, God.
All right.
It says here they are new every morning. Bless your holy name. Thank you, God, for those new mercies. And it says, great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah, God. So So that's what I'm talking about. Every day, God shows us his mercy and his grace and his love. Hallelujah, God. He just wants us to be grateful. He wants us to be compassionate. He wants us to be forgiving towards others, right, just like he is toward us. Hallelujah, God.
Right.
What if it had not been for the Lord? Where would you be? Hallelujah, God. If it wasn't for his grace, if it wasn't for his mercy, where would you be? Hallelujah, God. The way I was headed, the lifestyle that I had, either A, I wouldn't have been here. I could have been dead, in jail, or sick. Hallelujah, God. With some type of disease that I can't get rid of. Hallelujah, God. It would have been probably one of the three in the direction that I was going. Hallelujah, God. But God's mercy stepped in. Hallelujah, God. And covered me. Hallelujah, God. That's why I thank God. That's why I live the way that I live. That's why I do what I do. That's why I continue to praise him. Because I know where he brought me from. I can't go back out there in them streets. God is too good for that. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
That's why I say I thank. That's why the guys on my job, they show me a lot of respect. Amen. Because like I said before, those that have been there a long time have seen what God has brought me from, and they see my daily actions. Hallelujah, God. They watch that foul language, and when they do say something, they always say, excuse me, forgive me, I didn't mean to say that. Hallelujah, God. If they didn't think nothing about me, they wouldn't care. They'll just let it rip and keep rolling. Hallelujah, God. They'll just let it rip and keep rolling. But since of the lifestyle, they at least they say, excuse me, for doing or whatever the case may be. And I don't sit there and condemn. I don't beat them down with stuff like that. Sometimes they get mad and talk about other stuff and stuff is flying out. Man, go ahead and hell, man, go. I don't be talking about don't be saying that foolishness around me. I'm not too good. I don't have virgin ears.
Right.
I done heard all that stuff before. Especially with somebody, man, they just vent. And you know what? Believe they appreciate you more when you let them vent. Hallelujah, God. I'm not going to sit here and say you can talk, but don't use that type of language around. Come on now. Now people will be uncomfortable when they get around you. I just want you to be yourself. We can talk. I can communicate better. Hallelujah, God, because I know where they stand. I know what they mean. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. And a lot of times they'll correct somebody else and tell them to watch the language. Hallelujah. But that becomes because of the lifestyle that I try with the help of the Holy Ghost to display before them each and every day.
All right.
And not just there, hallelujah, God. I can say that with a tall order. I do the same thing in my home, hallelujah, God. My wife don't hear me cussing and carrying on like that. She don't see me acting a certain way. My children don't see me acting all out of character like I'm not a man of God, hallelujah, God. Because if I was talking about how good I had at the job, my wife would be looking at me funny and say, well, why don't you act like that at home? Hallelujah, but see, that's not the case because I'm the same at the house, hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. We got to be the same. His mercies fail not. His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Hallelujah, God. Let's see what it says in the book of Psalms. I believe it's 78 and 38. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. And it says, but he, talking about when they was in the wilderness and how they were being disobedient and all of that, it says, but he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Now you go sit up and tell me that especially before we gave our life to Christ, when we was out there acting a fool, cursing and fussing and doing all kinds of other ungodly things, that God had a right to get rid of us, hallelujah, if he so desired. But he didn't, bless your holy name, God. You hear a lot of times when my favorite minister be up here preaching and teaching, saying how he used to be when he was in college and doing all kinds of ungodly things, amen, and still yet, he was here every Sunday, banging away on the keyboards and whatnot. Hallelujah, God. But he said it. He gave them testimonies of how he used to be in the foul language. That was not my favorite minister. No, he wasn't out there dropping F-bombs and all of that type of stuff. Not my favorite minister. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. But sometimes, amen, we can do those things and now he can say what God has brought him from. Amen. And many of us can say what God has brought us from because of his mercies. He had a right to get rid of us. Oh, you don't want to act right? And especially if you know better. Now, there are many of us that just don't know better at all. Like I said, you have people that say that God is not real and God don't exist, atheists or whomever you want to call them, and they still waking up every morning. new mercies.
Right.
What if you had the power to do that? What if you had the power to give somebody the very breath that they breathe and they don't even acknowledge you and say that you are fake or say that you're not real? And yet you still yet wake them up every morning. Could you be able to do that now? Do you have enough compassion to do that now? If somebody was to call you a fake and a phony and to lie on you and this and that, and you know, with a snap of a finger, you can take them out. You can cut off their air supply.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
All right.
Or you can just paralyze them from the waist down or from the neck down since you don't want to acknowledge me who I am. Huh? How many people get in car accidents that can roll over several times and can still get out of there without not having anything major done to them other than minor scrapes and bruises?
All right.
How many times does that happen? People just walk away. There are people that have been shot with a gun several times and still living. And the sad part about it is they still not giving glory to God.
All right.
What if you had the power? What if somebody did that? Some people can get shot one time and die. There are some people that have been shot several times with a gun and still yet living. AKA 50 Cent. And he ain't the only one. There's a few others. It's a few others. He just made it known. But there's other people that's out there. To be shot like that, be shot in the face, body parts, and still not giving God the glory. Still walking around without a cane, without a limp. And all you can do is just brag about how many times you've been shot without giving God the glory. Hallelujah, God. How many times you've been in a nasty car accident or you almost drowned or anything like that and somebody then came and rescued you, another human being saw you going that water and came and got you out of whatever the case and still not giving God no glory. New mercies every day. Hallelujah, God. That's why we got to give God glory, because especially we know better. Don't ever take your life for granted, hallelujah, God. We know that tomorrow is what is not promised as we know, hallelujah, right. God. There's nothing guaranteed. We can die at a snap of a finger at any moment. Got to give God the praise and the glory and honor.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
I say it all the time, hallelujah, God. Everybody's situation is different.
Yes.
There are many people that live with cancer and are thriving. Thriving. You know they got to give God some praise and glory for that. Hallelujah, God. Because they're still here. Some people, on the other hand, once they get it, it's spread and it's too late. But then you got some that have it and live with it. Hallelujah, God. There's all kinds of things that are out there. Technology and medicine have come a long way. At one point, you can get what we call the chicken pox. You would die for the most part. Hallelujah, God. Advancement in medicine has come a long way. Thank God for that, for giving man the knowledge to create things, hallelujah, with vaccines and different things to keep us around here. Because at one time, you couldn't live around here if you had the measles and all of that type of stuff. Right. At one point in time.
Preach it now.
Now you get a chance to get the vaccines out there and people saying no. Conspiracy, they're thinking the government, man, it's just, not saying that the government is perfect. We all know about stuff that they have done, ungodly things and all of that type of mess. But there are things that's out there now. Hallelujah, God. But all of it all, the bottom line is God still yet gets the glory. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
You don't give man the glory for saving you. Even if you had some type of surgery, you give God the glory because God guided the hands of the surgeon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He just didn't do that, or she didn't do that on their own.
All right.
God did that. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Now, something happened to you when you was in some courtroom and you didn't end up going to jail for life. Give God the glory for that. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. It's nothing that you have done. Too many times we say that we've earned what we got. I deserve what we got. Hallelujah, what I got. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have had it.
Amen.
Those tests that you passed, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have passed them. Hallelujah, God.
Right.
Well, because of your studying, because God gave you the ability to retain the information that you were looking at, that you could put the right answers down on the paper or computer, whatever you did, and pass the test. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
His compassions fail not. Hallelujah, God. Don't ever take being here for granted. How many times we talk about the food that we eat? You see that stuff overseas where they dropping supplies down over there in Gaza and all of them places, and 100 people are all lined up ready to get something to eat, and none of us lined up in a long line with our hand out with a cup or a bowl or a plate in our hand.
Yes, you're right.
We are blessed enough to open up what we call a refrigerator, as we call it.
All right.
Real name Frigidaire, but we call it refrigerator, or in short, the fridge. You can open that up, and there's some food in there. You have a freezer that can freeze meat and different things that we can open up. Asking people over there in Gaza and Ukraine and all of that, do they have a refrigerator open up with bombs dropping and all of that type of stuff? It's sad.
Yes, it is.
Then the people that go over there to help them, seven of them got killed the other day. Aid workers going over there to help them, and they got killed. Just for helping people. Just wickedness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a mess. Yes, and a lot of that is God's people, Israel. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a mess over there. It's a big mess. We don't have to worry about that. No bomb dropping on this place. We can go out here all at ease and ain't got to worry about nothing. Any moment now, if certain people can look up in the sky and see something coming their way. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have sirens blasting to let us know something's happening and we need to take shelter. That's why you got to thank God. There are people that are going through right now, that are suffering right now. Hallelujah, God. Thank God for his mercies and his grace. Bless your holy name, God, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. Let's go to Romans 6 and 15. Amen. Hallelujah, God. His mercies fail not, saints of God. That's why when you wake up in the morning, that's why when you open up your eyes, you should say, thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. And just because we have that mercy and that grace does not give us a right to go out here and sin on purpose, all willy-nilly.
All right.
Because in Romans 6 and 15, the question says, what then? It's a question mark. Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. Because we are under grace. What if we were under the law? As I've said 1,000 times, what it seems like. How many of us would be here if we were under the law? Under the law, before the New Testament came, you got punished for everything. And they caught you. And the punishment was death. You got stoned to death. Hallelujah, God. We just out here having all kind of sexual relations all willy-nilly, who we want to, when we want to, how we want to. You couldn't do that at one time without being caught. If you got caught, that was it. You was done. You couldn't be disrespectful to your parents. You couldn't raise your voice at your parents and all that and be highly disrespectful and raising up like you're going to do something to them. You got stoned for that. Hallelujah, God. But we are under grace. Why? Because of those mercies. That's why you got to thank God. If it wasn't for the grace that we was under, we'd hardly nobody be here.
Amen.
Who can stand to live like that every day? You walking on eggshells. Hallelujah, God. Try not to do wrong. Hallelujah, God. What if God condemned you for every thought that you had in your head? None of us would be here. The word tells us that he can see our thoughts afar off. Like I said, he knows them before you even think them. But when that thought finally hits your head, he saw that coming a mile away, miles away. He knows your thought. He knows every time when you sit up, every time when you lay down, he see your thoughts afar off.
Yes, yes.
So that evil way of thinking, hallelujah, God.
All right.
Like how the songwriter says, that's why that crown of thorns was placed on his head for them evil thoughts that you have. Hallelujah, God. The nails in his hands and his feet for your evil walk and your evil touch. But just the thoughts that you have.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. A crown of thorns was placed on his head. My God. We know how it is now. We accidentally stick ourselves. We know how that feels. Imagine that going digging in the skull of your head. Hallelujah, God.
Right.
Ain't nobody here going to take no stick pin or no thorn from a rose bush and go around sticking it in their head. You'd be crazy because they do. We have to carry you away if you start doing stuff like that. Because you know you're not right in the head if you're doing stuff like that.
Right.
But see, Jesus didn't have a choice. That got placed on his head, them thorns like that. Hallelujah, God. And he had to deal with that. He just couldn't reach up and take it off. But he knew that was coming because it was prophesied. And he did all that for a dark, cruel, wicked world.
Come on, amen.
Even back then and today in 2024. People still doing what they want to do. Just have no conscience, none whatsoever. How in the world can you just take a life of somebody just killing people? People don't care. No conscience, demonic. They get full of the devil and want to take people out. Hallelujah, God. How can you abuse a senior citizen or a child? People that can't defend themselves. Just demonic. Hallelujah, God. But those things happen.
All right, amen.
And still yet, God still yet wakes them up. They still have a chance to repent. But a lot of times if they don't, they get caught, then behind bars they go. And that's where they stay at for several years or for the rest of their life, depending on the crime what they committed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And some of them even receive, as we call it, the death penalty, depending on what you've done. Hallelujah, God. And there's a big debate about that, whether people are for it or whether people are against it and all of that, whether you're for abortion, whether you're against it and all of that. This world is so divided. I mean, it's like it just split in half. Who you want to run this country as president, who you want to be in Congress and to be your leaders passing these laws. It just split. No one accord. Hallelujah, God. Just different opinions, and then it gets so bad that some people don't even like to talk about politics because it starts an argument. Right. And people have been known to get in fights over your belief or who you want to serve in office. That's why when you go to a lot of waiting rooms and places in the hospital, a lot of times they're not on the news. It's on the darn home building channel or some mess like that.
All right.
See, can't nobody argue about that. All you're doing is just looking at somebody build a house and whatnot. Because Lord knows if Fox News was on, a certain group of people would get upset with that. If MSNBC was on, a certain group of people would be all upset about that. So to keep confusion down, they'll put it on something simple where everybody can just watch it and go on about their business. A play on their phone. That's how they do, because this world is just that divided. Because they can start some mess in there. Hallelujah, God. Because if somebody get up and say, I don't want to hear this mess and cut the TV off, that might tick somebody else off that was into it. Now what you think about to happen?
All right.
And you just in a waiting room at the doctor's office. Hallelujah, God. That's where we at now as a people. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right.
But nevertheless, we do not have the right to sin because we are under grace. Hallelujah, God. We must live holy according to God because we know what we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
We like the book of Amos in chapter 5, verse 15. I say it quite often, is hate the evil and love the good. When it gets to the point where we start loving bad things, that's not a good thing. That's bad. We done got to that point where we done got immune to some of it. They call it desensitized to certain things. Hallelujah, God. If it gets to the point where you're out in your front yard and you're hearing gunshots and they sound real close and you know, oh, that's just right around the corner. We done got desensitized to it. Most of the time, if you got children outside and you hear gunshots that cold, it's time to bring them in.
All right.
And they sound really, really close. Because there was a case some years ago. I think in Chicago, like some kids was, they said they were just outside and playing and they heard them gunshots, pow, pow, pow. And they stopped and they just went back to playing. You know why? Because they hear it all the time. They didn't run in the house. Even the parents didn't say, y'all get in here. No, none of that. They hear it so much, they just continue to play.
Uh-huh.
That's a sad state of affairs. When you get to a point where your babies is outside playing and you hear gunshots probably right a block over, which knowing they can be coming over at any minute, straight bullets and all that, and you just hear it so much, you just continue to let the kids play. They said, all right, y'all come on in here. Let's get in here. They acting a fool over there. No, we didn't got to that point now. Hallelujah. That's why we need to say, God, help us. My
yes,
God.
Yes.
Help us, Jesus, with the stuff that's going on today. With people that's out here just getting guns, and then we all know about the law that's passed now. That's why we pray that we keep our children covered with your blood. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, yes.
Adults, everybody covered with your blood. You can't say nothing to no one for somebody coming out 18 years old without any training can buy a gun now. That's the law here. They can have it sitting on the dash. They can have it sitting right on the seat. And the police can't do nothing. Hallelujah. Because it's the law now. They can't even question you, ask you, is it registered? Is it legal? They can't say nothing now. Unless they have some type of probable cause. And a lot of people think it ain't nothing but a setup because they know how a lot of people get their anger. They know they don't need a gun because soon they get mad, they're going to start shooting. That's all. Nobody wants to fight with their hands no more. Soon as the argument comes, somebody pulling out a strap, a piece. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
That's where we at now. That's where we've come now. Hallelujah, God. Nobody wants to show no mercy towards nobody now. Hallelujah, God. No grace, no forgiveness. The word tells us those that will, you will have mercy and you will obtain mercy if you have mercy. You'll be shown mercy because you have mercy. Thank God for that. God is not going to just not receive you and you don't have no mercy.
Come on, come on now.
You got to forgive people. You got to love people. It might not be easy to do, but you got to find it in your heart somewhere to forgive somebody that have done you wrong. And I will continue to beat that drum as long as I got breath in my body. I will continue to keep harping on that point. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Until God finally decides to get me up out of here. I will continue to say, forgive, forgive, forgive. And somebody said it's easy, but we have to do that. It's in red. Jesus said it. I can't forgive you if you don't forgive them. My God, how you going to let at least one person keep you out of heaven because you can't find it nowhere in your heart to forgive them?
Reach it now.
My God. Meanwhile, you taken out, but they still living and going on about their life and thriving. But you can't forgive them for what they've done to you. And now God will sit here and tell you, I know you not. Depart from me, you sin of iniquity. All because you can't forgive somebody for what they've done to you. Don't let one person or a group of people or a race of people keep you from making it into heaven. Hallelujah, God. Don't let that happen.
Preach it.
Don't hate somebody simply because of the color of their skin. Have some mercy. Have some grace. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I know it's hard because you continue to see stuff and we always continue to be reminded of stuff. That ain't nothing but the devil. We got to continue. God chose you for a reason, as I always say. He chose you for a reason. Everybody's not chosen. Everybody can't forgive. He chose you for a reason. You didn't choose him. He chose you. My God. He said that. So you didn't choose me. I chose you. You got to have forgiveness in your heart. You got to have compassion in your heart. You got to have love in your heart. If you're going to be a child of the Most High God, if you're going to be a disciple, if you believe there's a God in heaven, you have to have those things.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. I can't be up here preaching hate. Or I can't be up here speaking love and showing hate once I get outside that door. That's hypocritical. I make a fool some of the people, hallelujah, God, but I can't fool God no time.
That's right. Amen.
The word says God is not mocked. He's not tricked. You can't deceive God.
Amen.
He knows every hair on your head, every ounce of blood in your body. He put it there. He knows everything about you. Every heart that you, every time your heart pumps is because of him. You can't fool him. It says as dark as it is, it's just like how we see in here right now. You see how bright it is? We can see everything. This is how God sees in the darkest of light, in the darkest of night. He can see just like this. Hallelujah, God. My God, if you got animals that can see at night, what you think God can do? Lions can kill at night. Why? Because they can see. Every animal can't see at night. So that's a disadvantage. But a lot of animals can see at night. Nocturnal, they can see.
Yeah.
So what you think God can do if the animals can see at night? We don't have to do that because we don't need to see at night because we got to go about a different way of getting our food. Hallelujah, God. We don't have to hunt like that. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for who he is. Thank God for his love and grace. Thank God for his compassion. Where would you be if it had not been for the Lord? Hallelujah, God. Would you still be here? Them drugs that you used to do, you could have overdosed. Hallelujah. You don't have to be nobody here. You got people on social media listening to this. All the drugs that you used to pump into your vein, all the cocaine you used to sniff in your nose, and you still here. Could have easily overdosed, but you're still here.
All right.
There's a reason why you're still here. God, Jesus, mercy and his grace, the blood that he shed, for the remissions of your sins, so you can give a testimony. I ain't never shoved now 1 ounce of cocaine in my nose, but somebody else have. I can't tell that to nobody. I know what you're going through because I haven't been through that. But there are people that have done that can tell you, hallelujah, God, what they've been through and how God delivered them. There's a few things I can talk about, though, but there's certain things that I can't because I don't know nothing about it. I haven't done that.
Right.
Hallelujah, God. I never had a crack pipe in my mouth. I never did that garbage, but there's plenty men and women of God that can testify how they used to be walking in the street like zombies. Hallelujah, God. And God kept them and now they're preaching and teaching the gospel.
All right.
Everybody can't get that testimony.
No.
Hallelujah, God. But thank God for those that can. Thank God for those that have so they can help bring somebody in. Hallelujah, God. You go ahead on, Josh. Bless your holy name, God. Thank God for that mercy and for that grace. Alcoholism, I could have destroyed my liver. Hallelujah, God. Could have had liver cancer, but I thank God. And I honestly believe that I stopped just in time.
All right.
Because I went to the doctor one time and they said something about my liver. They say I had a high test, a high number, and it wasn't supposed to be that high, a high liver test, something like that. That was right before I gave my life to Christ. So I'm almost under the pressure. I know for a fact that if I would have kept going the way that I'm going, that my liver would have shriveled up and wouldn't have been no good. That's why I know I can preach deliverance. That's why I know what God has brought me from. And I thank God, hallelujah, God, that my liver is not swimming in alcohol no more and trying to filter out all of them poisons. That's why your body throws that mess up. You just drinking, you throw up. That's poison that you're putting in there. Your body's rejecting it. Hallelujah, God. Believe me, I know. I done messed up a good pair of shoes of many nights. Pant legs just all messed up from food that's been splattered from the ground onto my pant legs and my shoes. Hallelujah, God. I done been there on my knees with my face buried in a toilet bowl somewhere. Hallelujah, God. Because my body rejecting that foolishness that I just put all in my body. I thank God. Hallelujah, God. Driving in a car, could have killed myself or somebody else. But God, His mercy, His grace, His compassion. My God, could have easily wrapped my car around a tree or off a ravine into some water and drowned. But God, knowing that He had a plan for me one day. I didn't know the plan, but God did. Had four children and able to see all four in adulthood. Thank God for that. And if it's God's will, then I will see all of my grandchildren grow up into adulthood. If it's God's will. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. God is great and greatly to be praised. So now you see why I can't turn my back on God.
All right.
As much as the devil has tried to get me to do so. Attacking finances left and right. Bills through my head from the feet to the ceiling. Hallelujah, God. Just make me want to doubt God. But I kept pushing. Kept coming in here. Kept praising God. Kept teaching. Kept preaching. Kept going. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Bless your name. Didn't give up. And I thank God. Because God is a mighty God.
Yes,
a holy God. A righteous God. A forgiving God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are able to stand, please stand. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. Don't you ever turn your back on God. Like I said, God don't leave us, we leave Him. Don't leave Him. Because you might not be able to come back. That's why I beg and plead with backsliders to repent. That's part of my daily prayers. Backsliders, repent and come back. Because God loves you. Never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. Just repent and come on back. Because can't nobody put on their big black robe and their gavel and judge you for your past sins. Hallelujah, God. People want to stay out of the church because of their past sins. No, come on back. Nobody has a right to judge you for anything. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory. Hallelujah, God. None of us is perfect. I ain't seen nobody in here out there walk on water. If they have, then it ain't been on record. I haven't seen it. And I haven't heard of nobody doing it other than Jesus and Peter walked a few steps. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. We a lot of times could want to compare that with being perfect, like nobody walks on water other than Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So you can't judge nobody for their past sins. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name, God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we give you glory, God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your new mercies every morning, God. We thank you, Father God, that your compassions fail not, God. We thank you, Father God, we are not consumed in your wrath, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for forgiveness of our sins, God. In Jesus' holy name, God. Continue to order our steps, Lord, and use us for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you continue to strengthen us every day, God. I pray that we have a heart of forgiveness, God, a heart of compassion, a heart of love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I pray that we show grace to people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just like you've been showing grace to us, God, when we mess up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we strive and to be just like you in the mighty name of Jesus as far as forgiveness and compassion is concerned, God. Lord, I can't thank you enough, God, because I know where I would have been if it had not been for your compassion and your grace and your mercy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody in this church building, God, can give you praise and honor and thanks because of your compassions, God. Hallelujah, God. All of us can give you thanks, God, because of that. Because we know where we could have been or should have been if it had not been for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that we do better, Heavenly Father, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. I pray that we do better. So no songs out there saying, get right, church, get right. I pray, Father God, that we get right in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us start today with compassion and forgiveness, God. For those that are watching by social media, God, I pray that you put it in their hearts to forgive. Hallelujah, God, to have compassion, Lord. If they believe that there is a heaven, if they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, hallelujah, God, that they will have compassion, forgive, and will repent. Hallelujah, and accept you as their Lord and Savior. If they have not done so already, if they've done so, just repent and accept you, God, and move on. And tell the devil that he is a liar. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name, God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give you honor because you are worthy of all honor and praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's anyone desiring prayer, the altar is open at this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, before we get ready to do our communion, God bless you. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in on social media.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen. We'll go ahead and get our communion ready.